energy, agriculture. We continue to push on agriculture, meat processing, things like that. Tourism has been a phenomenal year. The lodging tax was expected to bring in roughly half of what it actually brought in. That's going to be good because it's going to allow us to make sure that our tourist dollars get used more generally in the state, so it won't be just advertising Tetons, Yellowstone, and those things, but we'll actually be able to talk about what are the other great things that you can do in Wyoming. Like today, hearing about fossil digging here, you've got great fishing here. What are the ways that we can bring more of those tourist dollars generally through the state? But Wyoming's economy continues to be pretty much driven by what we do with energy resources. And we have an administration that has done everything it can in its brief time to bring a full stop to fossil fuel development, oil and gas, and particularly coal. And you won't feel that here. The unfortunate thing is that we have a couple of utilities that are also saying, you know, people don't want fossil energy anymore, so we're going to hang on that as well. You know, because Senator Dockstetter and others have done such a great job of legislating that we're slowing down the retirement of these coal-fired facilities. And there's two reasons we want to do that. Obviously, jobs and the value they bring to Wyoming, but also because I think it's very narrow-minded and short-sighted to be thinking about, let's just close this and we solve all the climate problems. We actually believe very strongly that part of the solution to climate comes out of better technology, coal, carbon capture, and sequestration. And Wyoming's put a lot of resource behind that, and we're joined with North Dakota and Montana and a few other places in really pushing that endeavor. I think it's going to take a little bit of time. We're going to have to work very hard to make sure we take back the Republican side of the House of Representatives to put a check on this administration. Randall and I met early on with Ambassador Kerry now, shortly after the election, and said, you know, we understand you may be coming into office. We want to early on say we want to work with you. We want to protect our industries. We believe that we can work to a common goal. How do we get that done? And really didn't have much of a response. But we did then move on to talk to New Mexico's Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, who co-chaired the Biden transition plan. And New Mexico and Wyoming are sharing very similar problems. Michelle Lujan Grisham she's from the other church on the other side, not of the road, but of the tracks as well, mind you. But the commonality of the points of view was really striking. New Mexico is also struck with a federal leasing plan ban. Yet most of its economy is oil and gas based. Their schools are getting hit. Their economy is getting hit. Their businesses are getting hit. And their communities are getting hit. So the two of us approached the White House and said, look, you're killing us. You're killing us out here. You're taking all of this production off of Western federal land states. And you think you might be trying to do something about climate, but you're actually just moving that offshore. You're moving that out of friendly states where we regulate well and moving that to countries that don't care about us. And the truest examination of that, I would say, is that the Biden administration just asked Russia and Saudi Arabia to increase production. Now, those were the two countries that got into a war that killed our shale industry. So we went to our enemies and asked for them to bring us more energy when we could be producing much more here at home. We continue to make that point. I led 17 Republican governors in an effort to push back against that. We filed a lawsuit. We actually have something like 33 lawsuits that we have filed to make sure that we can open up energy production in the West. When I brought Secretary Howland here, Secretary of the Interior, we talked about Jonah. We talked about how carefully oil and gas production is done in the Jonah Field. We talked about Wyoming being the first place in the country that has recognized wildlife corridors. And we've done that not by canceling multiple use or not respecting private lands. We've done that because we had the cooperation of those property owners, of county personnel, of government. We did that because we all sat down and we recognized the value of our wildlife resource and the importance of our energy. We talked about sage grouse and how Wyoming has the only stable population of sage grouse in the country. So please don't erase all the work that Wyoming has done. Please respect what we have done. And I'll continue to push as hard as I can. Our lawsuit is not yet settled, but we anticipate that this lawsuit will come along the lines of what Louisiana's did, where it said, no, you can't just continue to pause leasing on federal lands. We're going to continue, and on Monday I'm going to be talking with Secretary Granholm, and we're going to talk about the value of carbon capture and how important it is. And you all know this. It is great that we have renewables, and I just heard today about a new solar development in Lakehead County, and that's exciting news. But solar and wind alone, we've seen in Texas, we've seen in California, we've seen before that, cannot power a country. And anybody who thinks that we can do all of this just on renewables has got to think again. So I do see that there's a strong future for coal. I do see there's a strong future for oil and gas. And I want you to know this administration, my administration, is going to fight to make sure those jobs are secure for a long time to come. Lastly, I'd say I feel very strongly that our schools are an anchor for our communities. I want to see our schools strong and able to deliver for kids. So we have a great education system. That's what's going to bring families and have families stay in Wyoming. And I feel that if we have families staying in Wyoming, and we provide the economic opportunities and the wherewithal to build new businesses, just like we saw on Main Street today, we will have good paying jobs and careers here in Wyoming.